everyone have the cost of it?
Yeah.
Works, yeah. Okay. Let's restart from Perek Yud, Biur Midas Hanikius. We spoke about Zahirus and Zrizus, and that Zahirus is Sur Meira. Nikius is also Sur Meira, but on a different plane. Midas Hanikius, he heyos ha'adam naki l'gamrei mikol mida ra'a u'mikol chet. Question is, what over here is the chiddush? That l'chore was zehirus, that a person weighs his actions and tries to stay away from averos and tries to stay away from any mida ra. So the answer is, lo dai mimasha ha'chet bo mefursam v'galoi. That in terms of the world of zehirus, we're dealing with that which is obvious. Ela imkein mimasha halev niftebo lahoros heter badavar. Namely, that there is black and white and there is gray. So black, you know, which everyone understands, is an avera, that a person's on an airplane, that he shouldn't eat non-kosher food, that is relatively clear. So the Midas HaZahirus will say, don't eat something which is not kosher, don't eat something which doesn't have a heksher. However, there's a certain gray area as well where you have things that you look at the ingredients, you don't see anything which is not kosher. Nachin doesn't have a hechsher, but it says vegetable shortening. Right? It doesn't say animal shortening. Or it has a K. It doesn't have a triangle K or a circle K or a moon K or whatever. It simply has a K. Right? You have something that halev niftebe lahoros hetze bedover. The people, when they're in a situation where they have negios, tend to rationalize. What's a negia? It means that at this moment in life, I have a desire to paskin in a certain manner because I'm very hungry, or because I am, in other words, I get additional change. So I'm in a supermarket and they give me back extra change, and so I have a question in my mind. Should I tell them that I got the extra change? After all, they gave it to me. I didn't ask for it. I just put my money in the till. And probably they've overcharged me in the past, and so this is just my way of getting even. I'm really not taking anything. This is what's called halev nifte b'lahoros heter b'dover, that people tend to rationalize. Shekasher nachkor alav be'emet nimsa shaloya heter ahu nir elo. In other words, that we're not dealing with something that had you been asked this question by a third party, you would have said, oh, it's fine. In other words, had you been asked a question by a third party, you would have said, oh, that's usser, that's gezo, that's geneva, etc. But when you're in the situation, you have negios. And when a person has negios, he tends to rationalize. Negios means to take oneself a step back, to be a nuki, in other words, to not to feel these negios, not to feel the personal connection to the case, but rather to be able to paskin in terms of the reality of heter and iser. So the midah of negios is in an area where a person has negios. A person should try and remove those negios. A person should try and free himself of rationalizing. A person should view himself as though he's being asked. He's simply coming in from the outside and being asked this question. Take himself out of the picture. In other words, if a person is able to objectify the situation, to take his own negia, his own personal interest out of the picture, then under such circumstances, brura legamre. Right, that livror means to be able to separate. We have a malach on Shabbos of borer, that we separate solas from ochel. In order to be able to have a riyah brur, in order to be able to have a clear vision, one has to be able to see good as good and evil as evil, to be able to define an avera, havchanas ozaka, in order to be able to have a clear vision, v'lo tateyo achemda l'shum davar, and that a person's inner desire for a certain sack would not push him in one direction or another. Namely, that we're talking over here, again, about the fact that a person recognizes that an avera is essentially evil, something, it's poison. Why would a person put himself into a position where maybe he would be swallowing poison? וכלושון הזמרו חכמים על השרים עם המתארים מעשיהם תאר הרבה שלא יהיה בהם אפילו נדנוד רע. In other words, why did the Ramchal give the title of this particular midah of being able to override rationalization, of being able to go beyond the gios? Why is he called Nikiyut? Because we have a Gemara. Gemara speaks about Nikiyei Hadas Shibirushalayim, that we had individuals who avira deretz Yisrael machkim, if avira deretz Yisrael machkim, kavachomer the avira of Yerushalayim is machkim u'machkim, and machkim over here means that no, things are no longer gray. Things appear to be very, very clearly black and white. That's Nikiyei Hadas. Hincha ro'eh ata hefresh ben hazohir v'hanaki. So the nafkamina between the zohir and the naki is not in the black and white area, but rather in the gray area, that to the zohir there is a gray area, while to the naki even the gray area is black and white. Af al pi shekrovim heim zeh lazeh b'inyan, both of them serve as a sur meira. Hazohir uhanizer b'ma'asav ro'eh shelo yechta b'mashikvar no dago meforsam etzel hakol hayosochet. Right? Everyone understands that shoplifting is gezel. Everyone understands that eating shrimp is usher. These are things that people understand. So the zohir will stay away from them. But what the zohir is doing is he says, I know I have a yetzahara, but I'm not going to allow my yetzahara to conquer me. I'm going to conquer my Yetzirah. Namely, that the Zohir remains with his Yetzirah, but he constantly conquers. He says, no, I'm not going to do this. No, I'm not going to do this. But his Teva, telling him, do it, but he's able to override his Teva. Shalotateyu laharo slo. It's not as though the person who was a Zohir doesn't have a Yetzirah. He has a Yetzirah, but he's able to override it because it's clear that this particular act is going to be bad for him. That since the Zohir still has his Yetzirah, so he still has his Negios. When he has his Negios, then he has the possibility of rationalizing when it comes to a gray area. Namely, that the Zohir is able to say, I have two sides. I have a Yetzirah and I have a Yetzir Tov. I'm going to put my Yetzir Tov, my Chachma, over my Yetzirah. But once the Yetzirah is there, it's going to come up in those gray areas and it's going to seduce him to say, oh, it's really not an Aveira, it's not so bad, that there are all sorts of ways I have to rationalize this act, that it's not Aser. Amnam, how does a person become a Naki? So over here, it's not just that the Ramchal is defining the Naki, but he's giving us also a formula. How do you become a Naki? Achar sheyitragel adam hergel gadol bezirut. If you're a Zohir long enough, namely that you're able to make the proper decisions in terms of black and white, then slowly what's going to happen is ad sheyinokya nikayon rishon menachatom hamefursamim, you're going to get a record of 100% of choosing white over black. Yargil atzmo ba'avoda, you're going to get used to being a Jew, used to making proper decisions. Ubizrizuta, and the Zahirus is going to bring you to a Zrizut, to an Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tigbar bo ha'ava el baro v'hachem de'elav. And then what's going to happen is that the Ahava to Hashem will replace the Taiva that a person has for physicality. That he will have a spiritual baggage that he will build up that will take over. Every person needs to love something. Every person has to have desire, but his desires will be in the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as opposed to the direction of his pocketbook or of his pleasure principle. We're going to have over here a process that by being a Zohir long enough, one is going to weaken one's the pull that a person has towards his Yetzirah Hachomri. He'll replace that with an Ahava, with a yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sof Yagiel in Ikanagamri, and then the gray area will turn to him into black and white. Why would it be gray? In other words, my nafkamina, whether I steal by shoplifting or I steal by taking too much change. I'm stealing. That's quite clear. I think I mentioned to you, we'll stop over here. There's a famous story. There's a story that I heard about Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky from his son in Yerushalayim. He came once to the Grus Kollel to tell stories about his father. So one of the stories he told was when his father became a Rav in a small town in Europe, and he went into the post office. For the first few times he went into the post office, the postman gave him back too much change. And every time Rav Yaakov looked and he said he returned the change. And then later on, during the Holocaust, Rav Yaakov at that time was already in Canada, it turns out that that postman went about that from that town, more Jews survived than from any other town, because the postman saved the Jews. Why did the postman save the Jews? So they asked the postman, why are you saving Jews? You're putting your own life in danger? He said, because they had a holy rabbi. So what do you mean? He said that I test all the people of the cloth, all the people of religion. And I had people of other religions who came in, and I gave them extra change, they pocketed it. Their rabbi, he returned to me the extra change. So I saw that there's a certain holiness in these people. So therefore, when it came to a crunch as to whether these people are going to live or die, I felt that these people have a holiness, they should live. In other words, that even a goyish postman knows that keeping too much change is gezel or geneva. But it's an area that a person can rationalize. So a Naki, Nakiye Das Kiyub Yerushalayim, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was such a Naki Das, he didn't rationalize. Not only did it have an effect on him, but it had an effect on Mamash Dini Nefashos in terms of other Jews. Okay, we'll continue B'li Neder from over here tomorrow.